There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We are back with more Free Talk Live on this live Saturday edition of the program. Plenty of time for you to dial in toll-free and join us here to talk about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. A lot of people still talking about Baltimore, of course, and the perspective that we shared with you earlier from David Simon over at the Washington Post is that it's the war on drugs. That's a major cause between a major cause for the strife between the police and the people. And I think he's absolutely dead on accurate on that. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show here at username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, Ian here.
And Mark.
Let's get back to Chad, listening in Bowling Green to WKCT. Hey, Chad, you're back on Free Talk Live. I think that you had another point you wanted to make, so go for it.
Yeah, I've come up with another one on the war on drugs. It's not just the money. It's also creating a second class of citizen. No rights, no guns.
Right. Lots of drug felons out there who've never harmed another person.
Exactly.
But they can't have a gun to defend themselves or their family.
Yeah, a lot of people, and it's not just felonies, by the way. There are plenty of places where people with certain misdemeanors can't have guns either. So,
right, and that's another way to control. That's another that's another method of control.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget that a lot of them can't vote. So
yeah, that's what I said, voting and guns.
Yeah.
You create an entire second class of citizen. You throw that in with the job, the inability to or not the inability, but the difficulty, shall we say.
Yep.
You go to a probation officer's first chance at a second impression, that's a big crock because that felony follows you for the rest of your life. And it's always with you.
It's it does.
On your forehead. I'm not saying that can't be overcome.
Yeah, I just want to point out that there's some other things to the other side. So, for instance, the Koch Foundation or the Koch brothers have recently said that they're going to stop looking at certain felonies for when people are hired.
Hmm.
There's been studies that show that ex-cons are better employees than the regular folks. The regular folks out there have had things a bit easier.
Hmm.
Many times, ex-cons are grateful for a job.
Right, exactly. They're not spoiled. They're not pampered. They understand that this is a second chance. This is my chance to actually be and do. Now, as far as this drug addiction is concerned, I've done every drug you can do without sticking a needle in your vein. And I've never been beholden to any of it. I've never not fed my children, not paid my rent, not gone to work, or anything like that because I used a drug.
So you are a responsible drug user.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't really understand how personally that you could do that. You could give up everything to chase a buzz or an addiction. It baffles me beyond belief. But until a person makes the choice, makes the decision, you can go to all the therapy, the meetings, the this, that, and the other that you want to, and it's not going to do a bit of good until that choice is made from within.
Absolutely true, Chad. Anything else you want to share tonight?
That's it, brothers. Thank you.
Good call. Good thoughts. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is right on, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Tim in Philly. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Caller called in a little bit ago, and he was wondering what people would do now if they legalized drugs. You know, what would people do then? And I thought the obvious answer was, well, they would keep selling drugs. Now it's legal and they could make regular jobs out of this. I knew people in Florida that sold drugs and used their profits to move out to Colorado when it became legal out there. And now they're successful business owners and, you know, they're doing quite well for themselves.
That's an excellent point.
They certainly are. They have a skill set, right? Like a knowledge base that is probably beyond what the average person who might want to just step in and say, hey, there's a new industry I could step into and make some money. But if I were the one to step into that industry, I would have no knowledge base compared to my co-host Ian over here, who probably knows a great deal more about the ganj than I do.
Yeah, that's a good point, Tim, although you could point out that there may be fewer of them who would be selling those drugs because, you know, there wouldn't be as much profit in it, given that if it were truly legal, if drugs were truly legalized, then there would be open market competition, which would, of course, drive prices down, meaning that the profits that they would be making would be much slimmer. So some people would get out of it because it wouldn't be as profitable as it used to be. But at the same time, the risk wouldn't be there as well. So, yeah, I think you're right. There would be some of them who would be entrepreneurial spirit enough to, you know, go legit, if you will. I think that that's absolutely true. And I think that also acknowledges the fact, and I'm glad you called about this, because it acknowledges the fact that most drug dealers aren't violent thugs. I know they're portrayed that way in Hollywood movies, but most of them are just people who are trying to either feed their own drug habit or make a living for themselves and their family. At least the ones I've ever met have been that way.
Yeah, I knew a lot of great people that took care of the family and their friends through the profits that they earned. But, yeah, again, you know, just thank you for taking my call tonight. I appreciate
Good point. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Michael.
Hey, I had a point that I wanted to talk about first, but after listening to all the calls, I mean, the... You know what y'all are talking about. I went into jail for 120 days, and when I came out, I went in knowing how to grow pot, and when I came out, I knew how to make meth. So
I've got to say, within the first couple of months, I was taught how to hotwire a car too.
I mean, you know, the war on drugs, you know, just throwing people in jail, it's a criminal school.
For sure,
that's what it is. But what I really want to talk about was property rights.
All right.
Do your property rights end because you're inebriated?
What do you mean? Can you give me an example of what? A little more detail.
I live 0.3 miles from the city limit. Like, I hate the city. You know, like the cops. The cops are like half a mile away from me. Every Thursday, they're shooting off their rounds, and it's okay for them to do that. But because one night I want to go in my backyard and shoot off, you know, throw some bricks in the air and shoot them like they're clay pigeons, that's a problem. And, you know, my neighbor wants to come over and mess with me.
So, how big is your lot?
It's an acre.
An acre. And where are you shooting? I mean, so if you're just tossing bricks up in the air, where are the bullets going to be landing?
There's like acres and acres and acres in the direction that I'm shooting at.
Okay. So it's completely clear out there.
Yeah. No,
is it clear or is it forest land? Is it, you know, like the plains?
It's forest. It's pine trees.
Isn't it possible someone could be walking back there, you know, like a hunter or something like that?
Yes. It is possible.
Yeah, I would say that we're not even talking about property rights in this case. I mean, if you were only shooting on your own property, then that would be one thing, but your bullets could go on someone else's property and could lodge themselves in someone else's body, right?
It's possible.
Yeah, that's not okay.
It's highly unlikely, and even if it...
Well, I mean, there's so whether it's highly unlikely or not isn't going to be much consolation for the family members of somebody who took a highly unlikely bullet in the head or in the chest or wherever it ends up because they happen to highly unlikely be walking behind your property at that time. I mean, generally, the reason why at shooting ranges they have big berms of sand behind them is to protect people from stray bullets flying into their body. So I would say that this question really has nothing to do with property rights and the fact that you are putting other people's property rights, at least your property rights, and that you are putting other people's property and their persons in jeopardy through this particular desire of yours. So I would say that if the police are being called on you, that there's probably some rationale and some reason for that.
Yeah. My neighbors know not to call the police because, my neighbors have the same viewpoint as I do as the police is. The police are not here to help us.
Okay, so they're talking to you and they're asking you to stop. That's a much better way to handle a problem.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, whether you're drunk or not, no. Okay, so to answer your original question, if you are inebriated, no, your property rights do not go away. But you're talking about doing something that's pretty dangerous. I would recommend against it. Find a, you know, an actual shooting range where you can go and do something like that. And thanks for the call tonight, Michael. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here.
I think that drunkenness in this circumstance sort of exacerbates people from an emotional standpoint. I mean, anybody who makes a sober person making this mistake would probably be forgiven more easily than a drunk person making that same mistake.
855-450-FREE. You take control here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
How strong is Allegra D?
If my congestion's out of my way, strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Thank you.
We're back with more Free Talk Live here on the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And Sherry's Berries back on board with Free Talk Live for Mother's Day, which is coming up in just over a week. It's going to be the 10th. That's next Sunday when Mom will be hopefully getting some Sherry's Berries from you, because what could be a better gift than delicious dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, strawberries. The best strawberries you could possibly imagine. Really, they seem to, I don't know if it's like the top 1% of the top 1%, but they really seem to have the best berries that you could come across over at Sherry's Berries. And you can send them to your loved one with a special discount, over 40% savings, by using code FTL. Now, what you do is you go to berries.com, berries.com, click the microphone in the top right, and type in that code. They're starting at just $19.99, but you can do $10 more to double the size of the order, which I highly recommend, because these strawberries are delicious. They came in yesterday, Mark, when unfortunately you were not here. And
I had mine today, and they were just as good.
Yeah, they're awesome. And I went quickly to distribute them to all of our wonderful co-hosts who have been raving about them ever since.
Yeah, they are fantastic. And after we got them, I actually sent them to my mother for Mother's Day.
Oh, great.
Because, they're some of the best things I've ever put in my mouth. They're delicious. And after having tried them, I've heard talk show hosts talk about them in the past, but it just never motivated me to do it. Tasting them, well, yeah, Mom would definitely like these. Let's make sure she gets some for Mother's Day. It's a special treat. And, by no means are they the cheapest sort of candy you can buy, but they're nope. Absolutely worth it, especially for a day like Mother's Day.
Well, it's not – obviously something like this is a special thing because, they're picking the best berries. They're dipping them in delicious chocolate, topping them with chocolate chips, nuts, and decorative swizzle, depending on the type of chocolate. There's different toppings on them. They're getting shipped overnight, too, by the way. So, this is a fancy gift, and it's a good one. I would say that it would be very hard to disappoint someone with Sherry's Berries.
Yeah, they have some other packages there that include the berries and then other things. They have some really cool other sorts of candied things.
Or even flowers, right?
Yeah, they've got flowered packages, right, where you can send the strawberries and some flowers, and that's a really great package, too. The cheesecakes, and then there's pretzels that are dipped in chocolate, too.
So give it a shot. I think you will be very happy, and Mom will love it. So go to berries.com, berries.com. Don't forget to click the microphone and type in code FTL. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get the special deals. And don't forget, you can double the size of the berry order for just $10. Highly recommend that. The more berries, the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. So berries.com, code FTL. Let's go right back into your calls and thoughts here, talking about the war on drugs being a major motivating factor behind why it is the folks in Baltimore are so upset with the police, and people around the United States are angry about the police. The police have done this to themselves by enforcing this war on drugs.
Not so much the low-end police officer who's out there in a car, not to say that
they're enforcing the war on drugs.
Not to say, well, it's either that or not have a job.
Well,
you didn't go through all the training to get the job.
You can look the other way.
You can, but not every time.
If you're on an order to go and, break up a college party or something like that, and if the boss is watching you, then you would have a tough time looking the other way. But there are some officers who will look the other way.
But let's point out where the problem is. The problem comes from the top down, not as much from the bottom up in this circumstance.
Well, that's where the orders come from, but the problem with following orders comes from the bottom up. You, as a human being, have the ability to choose whether or not to act in a moral manner, and by enforcing the war on drugs, you are not acting, in my opinion, in a moral manner, and so that doesn't abdicate them of their responsibility just because they're following orders. It didn't work in Nuremberg, and it shouldn't work here. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Pete on the line in Newport, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Pete.
Hi, I've got a couple of points, and one of them is, as far as the police there in Baltimore, they have policies and procedures that they have to follow. The city council there is all black. The mayor is black. Three of the officers that have been charged are black.
Half.
I'm not saying that they followed the proper policies and procedures, because there have been several cases that have already that the city has actually had to pay out. I think it's like $4 million where the police have acted they haven't been acting as far as their policies and procedures were supposed to be. And they were found guilty, and they've actually had to pay out like $4 million, and the city has actually had to stroke a check. So, and as far as, you know, with the city council and the mayor, it seems like they have, about, until this has actually came to fruition, they have not actually tried to correct anything in this city.
So what are you saying? I'm not entirely sure what conclusion I'm supposed to draw from this. Are you saying that racism isn't the problem?
No, it's clearly not. It's clearly not racism, because there are blacks involved in the arrests. This is about power. This is about this insane war on drugs, which is being perpetrated black against black, white against white, white against black against white. Everybody, you know, as long as they're in the position of power over others, that's what the problem is.
Most of the rioters appear to have a problem. Like, you know, it's many of the things that are being said by many of the rioters have to do with Whitey, though, right?
I don't know. I haven't been talking to them.
That is true, but I mean, as far as the protesters too, it's like they're fed up with the police, because they've seen that the police have actually been brutal, and like I say, that the city has actually had to pay out over $4 million in the last couple of years on cases where they have actually brutalized the public.
Right, but that's not going to change anything, right? Because the officers themselves aren't the ones that are on the hook for that money. That's the taxpayers, and so that's why things aren't changing. Pete, thanks for the call tonight, because no one's really being held accountable. Even when the city pays out $4 million, that doesn't ultimately result in any significant change. Yeah, they would be incentivized by higher insurance premiums to possibly change the situation, but obviously that hasn't been the case thus far, because no individuals are really held responsible in these situations. Now, in the case of Freddie Gray, we are seeing some individuals being held to account, and as you pointed out, Mark, that seems to be because of the protests that are going on in the streets. That seems to be because the pressure is really on to go after these guys. Now, point of clarification, just because these six cops have been arrested doesn't mean they'll be convicted. You know, this could all just be for show. It could just be, hey, let's arrest these guys, you know, charge them with something, and then later on we'll let them off the hook, and it won't
be a
big deal.
That's not off the hook. I can tell you that if these police officers are going to jail, they really don't like that. The fact is that a week in jail is going to disincentivize this behavior for police. Police do not have an expectation that when they beat a suspect that's in handcuffs, that they are going to go to jail. They have an expectation that they can do that with impunity. So even
a week in jail is nothing.
I understand that. Compared to what?
The protesters are facing greater bonds and punishment than these officers are.
Absolutely.
$500,000 apparently for the guy that smashed a cop's window, compared to these cops who've already bonded out. And I don't know what their numbers were, but it wasn't as much as $500,000.
Bonded out for murder. Incredible.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE is the toll free number here tonight. So already they're treating the cops differently. It's Free Talk Live.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, another great gift, I think, might be a bottle of wine for Mom this coming up Mother's Day as well.
Well, there's a really great deal. What you can do is go to chwine.com. That's Cameron Hughes' website. And what Cameron does is he goes to the best vineyards around the world and throughout Napa Valley. He really specializes in that area. And what he does is he goes to the vineyards that are known for producing wines that are 90 points and above. These are the best of the best. They're bottles of wine that go for between $70 and $100 a piece. And what he does is he buys their overage. Every manufacturer has overage, and that's true with manufacturers of wine, too. Now, they don't want to ruin their brand and won't let him say who they are, which wine it is, but he rebottles it, and every wine that he sells is 90 points and above. And he takes these $70 to $100 bottles of wine. He sells them for between Well, really, it's they say between 15 and 30, but the fact is I found bottles of wine that are less than that on there, and he sells them to you. And you can use our coupon code, FTL, at his website and get free shipping on top of it, as long as you get three bottles. That's how they pack them in the box, and it just fits better that way, so they're willing to do the shipping that way. It's incredible. We've had taste tests here, and I haven't had a bad, you know, like these are high-end bottles of wine, every single one of them. They're all awesome. I don't know how to tell you otherwise. CHWine.com. You'll get the best wine, and you'll get it an incredible savings. And they actually have, if you use our coupon code, you can get 20% off of select bottles, too. So it's CHWine.com. You click on the microphone. It's in the upper left. You enter our coupon code, FTL, right away. Right when you go to chwine.com, you click on that microphone and enter our coupon code. Then you'll see the deals that we have for us. There are deals for other people, but there are special deals for us, 20% off and free shipping. You're not going to get the free shipping without the coupon code. chwine.com, click on the microphone in the upper left and use coupon code FTL.
It's great wine. I've really enjoyed the wines I've had from chwine.com. Code FTL. All right, so our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Will. He's in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hey, Will.
Hey, doing, sir. I'm Will. Hey. Calling from Virginia Beach, but I'm from San Fe, New Mexico. Proud voter of Gary Johnson.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to make a comment. I don't really have a... I don't mean to change the subject here, but...
No, it's all right. It's Free Talk Live. You can totally do that.
Cool. My biggest concern on this thing in Baltimore is, and I haven't really heard anybody really discussing it, but the thing that scares me is Al Sharpton doing his speech up there in front of the, you know, city council or wherever he was, and talking about making hints about nationalizing local, county, and state police.
Ooh, that sounds like a terrible idea.
It sounds like an extremely terrible idea. You think they have accountability now? Wait till they, you know, are being run from Washington all over the country. And I don't know if you saw this speech, but he was talking about nationalizing police departments.
That's because statists are going to state, and that's what the solutions they have. People that believe in big government are going to have big government solutions, and Al Sharpton is a statist through and through. He's a social conservative and a fiscal liberal. Frankly, that's the worst kind of politician there can possibly be. He's a pundit, really. But, I mean, you know, people that believe that the government needs to control your behavior from a social standpoint and needs to control your behavior from a fiscal standpoint, at least with liberals, they want to have, you want you to be free from a social standpoint, and conservatives generally want you to be freer from a fiscal standpoint. This guy, worst of the worst.
He is. I mean, he's scary. And
he was nice when we met him, though.
What's that?
He was nice when Ian and I met him.
Most politicians are nice to your face.
Nice guy. You know, I've met nice guys before, but, you know, behind the scenes, they're evil, man. You know, some of them.
I share your concerns, Will. I think it's a terrible idea to nationalize the police. It's bad enough to give them all the money from the federal government, to give them weapons from the federal government, but to put the federal government in control of them even more so than they currently are is only going to make matters worse, and I share your concerns. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Daniel is in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Hello, Daniel.
How you doing? I just got... two quick points, and I'll let you say something about it. I wouldn't have a problem with them legalizing pot as long as they had a way of testing for it at work to make sure somebody wasn't under the influence, you know, in a safety capacity.
They do have that test. It's extraordinarily expensive right now, but obviously as demand increased, then supply would increase and price would come down.
Well, I wouldn't have a problem with it, yeah.
But and driving, too. I don't think that people should be, you know, getting out on the road operating a 2-ton death machine while stoned. It's a bad idea whether or not they...
Oh, you're generally safer as a stoned driver than drunk drivers and even sober drivers.
Well, the other thing, another point I'd like to bring up is you was talking about how cops should kind of look the other way, you know, if, you know, they saw somebody with pot and everything like that. They take an oath when they take that job, okay? and they swear to enforce the laws. Now, if you want the man that's willing to look the other way on one thing, then you would have to accept the fact that he looked away on something else.
Yeah, I want moral people as police. I want people who are willing to look the other way when it comes to bad laws. I don't want mindless automatons just out there enforcing all this stupid crap that these politicians pass. I mean, look, they swear an oath and all, that's true, but they also have full discretion to, enforce what they feel is wrong and right. I mean, they can make those decisions in the moment, and that's part of their job, is to use discretion.
Using some discretion, but you're talking about, just flat out, I mean, that calls into question the ethics of the individual. Okay, if he's...
I think it's unethical to put somebody in handcuffs who hasn't hurt anybody else, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. Now, there's some... But see, there again, it still comes into question on the ethics. If a man's willing to stand there and basically hold his hand up, swear on the Bible that he's going to do something, and lie about it, how can you trust him to do anything else?
Again, I don't know what exactly the oath says when the police take their oath. I imagine they're somewhat different state by state. But part and parcel of being a police officer is using discretion. So I imagine that may actually even be part of their oath, that they're there to, help the community. And to me, you're not helping the community by enforcing bad laws on them. Politicians pass bad laws all the time. Shouldn't we have police officers passing judgment on those laws and only enforcing the ones that really matter?
No, it's not their position. Their job is to enforce it.
Their job is to be a human being, sir, not a mindless automaton, Daniel.
Daniel, this is the argument for rule of law. And the point that I'd like to make on this, and I think it's a really important one, have you ever seen a police officer pull over another police officer for rolling through a stop sign or speeding?
Yeah, I saw one pull one over for speeding.
Yeah, I saw it one time on the news, and it's the only time I've ever seen it, and it's extraordinarily rare.
I saw it. Well, I understand what you're saying.
And what I'm saying is, and this is really, really, really important, before you go on, this is really important, is that police officers do have discretion. That's the point that my partner's making here. I tend to agree with you. I think we should change the laws rather than trying to ask Ian's asking people to do is just not enforce.
Use their brain? Use their mind? Be moral people?
But they are already...
You're having that man put himself in jeopardy and his job. Okay,
yep.
Because he swore to enforce the law.
That's what I want. Yeah. I want someone who's willing to take some risks, some personal risks, to ensure that we can stay as free as possible. These cops, by enforcing laws blindly, are making us less free. That's not what I want.
I understand that, but then you got that individual that took that risk that you're just talking about. Now he loses his job. Who's going to feed his family? You're not.
They're not, but it is an indictment against the system entirely, because police officers have discretion to not give other police officers tickets. They don't have discretion to not give college students tickets for having pot.
They do have that discretion, and some of those officers are out there exercising that discretion
sometimes
tonight, and I thank those officers for having the humanity to do the right thing. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and share your thoughts with us right here at 855-450-FREE. Whatever you'd like to talk about goes, although a lot of the discussion so far tonight has focused around the war on drugs being a major cause of the upset between average folks and the police, which is one of the reasons why things have bubbled over into violence and destruction in Baltimore, because people have had enough of the insanity of the war on drugs and how the police treat them. Because of that, it has given the police the excuse to run roughshod over top of people's rights, your right to privacy, for instance, being violated all over the place, wholesale, in many big cities like Baltimore, New York City, Philadelphia, with things like stop and frisk. Peaceful people have been arrested, punished, put in jail, forced into treatment programs, all against their will, ruining their lives with criminal charges, felony charges, which of course makes life much more difficult, makes it more difficult to, you know, live a normal life after you've been arrested for these things. And many of these people who are getting arrested are responsible drug users, like the gentleman who called in earlier. He said he's tried every drug that doesn't involve shooting a needle into his arms, and he's always been okay. You know, he's never had an issue with addiction. And I believe there are a lot of people out there like that. I think most people who use drugs are responsible drug users. You don't know who they all are because they're responsible. Like, you probably have people in your family who are drug users, and you may not be aware of it because they don't have a problem. They're not addicted to the drugs. And so, therefore, putting them in handcuffs, putting them in a jail cell, and racking up criminal charges on them is not going to help them, because they didn't have a problem in the first place. Now they've got a problem because they've been charged criminally for it.
I've been lucky to be able to travel, you know, sort of have in circles where some very successful people are, you know, doctors, judges, mm-hmm. lawyers. I've been to parties where these people are kind of letting loose and that sort of thing. And I can tell you, I know of judges. I know of high-end attorneys. I can tell you that, you know, met plenty of doctors. Doctors who are premier in their field who are drug users. Now, this is a problem with prohibition. This isn't a problem with substance abuse for these people.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. And by the way, I want to encourage you, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can get behind the show as a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. And for $5 a month, you can help us get on more radio stations and bring more internet listeners on board, expand our satellite coverage, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, you get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only forum, and Amp Only Facebook group. You can get all the details. Get signed up. amp.freetalklive.com. amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to Patrick, listening in Arkansas. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Tune to KSMD.
Thank you for taking my call, man.
Sure, go for it.
Well, I'm just kind of wanting to throw out something to think about and also a question. But you was talking about earlier about how, you know, I think cops should kind of just, like, not necessarily turn their head towards everything, but you know, kind of give people the benefit of the doubt, you know, if something's going on, you know. It's not real bad, like, say if they were using drugs or something, you know. I kind of disagree with that because, I mean, the only problem I see with that is if you start doing that, where do you draw the line?
And you draw the line at what's right and wrong. You draw the line at what's violent and nonviolent. You draw the line at what has a victim and what does not. As a police officer, I would like them to be peace officers. I would like them to only enforce laws that are regarding crimes with a victim. So murder, rape, arson, theft, destruction of property, those kind of things. That's where the police should be focusing their time and effort, not busting up a college party or a high school party or somebody for driving while, you know, long-haired or driving while black and happening to have a joint in the ashtray or something like that. I mean, to me, it's a pretty clear line.
Well, I tend to agree with you on that. I think there's more important things sometimes out there going on than, you know, the guy smoking a joint down by the river, you know.
Sure, but it's a lot easier to arrest a pot smoker than it is a murderer, right?
Right.
Well, it's hard to find the murders.
A lot more work involved in that. Well, one thing I'm kind of thinking, though, is, too, is, you know, I mean, a lot of people have different viewpoints, and, you know, you start getting all over the country if that were to be that way, you know. Well, what if one person thinks that it's not wrong to be a prostitute, you know, or what?
I would also agree it's not wrong to be a prostitute. Again, there's no victim. So no victim, no crime. You're asking where the line should be drawn. That's where I think the line should be drawn.
Well, also, like, you know, if you went a little further and said, well, that guy roughed his girlfriend up a little bit, but he didn't mean it. You know, he was just drinking, good old boys. Well, then what if one night he kills her and, you know, he could have been stopped? I mean, to me...
Well, there you're talking about something that has to do with a victim, right?
Right. I really have a problem with your stance on this, Ian. The problem is that I don't believe the police department should have discretion. I think a police officer, when they find the governor speeding, should pull them over and give them a ticket. I think a police officer, when they find another police officer speeding, should pull them over and give them a ticket. I don't think there should be 1 ounce of discretion in their job. Now, I do understand when you read their codes of conduct and the rules that they sign when they become police officers that it says that they have discretion.
So you're asking them to be an automaton, a mindless automaton.
Absolutely. I think
that's
we need
ridiculous.
Fewer laws.
Let's have humans, please.
And better enforcement of them. But,
yeah, but you're not going to have that, Mark. Not anytime soon. So until then, how about some discretion, please?
Right. And the discretion you're asking for these men and women to have is the kind of discretion that's going to get them fired. The officers that obey the things that you ask will then be fired and not on the job and not able to do the things you ask.
Not if they're careful about it. We get cops calling all the time saying they use that discretion.
And we do.
And they still have their jobs.
We do.
Yeah.
Patrick, anything else you want to share?
The thing I wanted to leave with you guys, though, too, is, you know, I mean, I've been pulled over many a times. I mean, I've been speeding. I've been, you know, one time I had my tags expired and I got a huge ticket for that. I hated it. And then,
But
I always wonder about this. Where's the victim in an expired tag?
There is no victim.
I mean, what's the point? Well, now, I get why you'd want some numbers on the back of a car so that you could see if somebody's, you know, robbing a bank, who's which car it is or whatever. But, you know, for instance, in Montana, if the car's over 10 years old, you don't have to re-register every year. It's just your tag's just good. Why can't we do that all over?
Because
the answer is revenue. What we have created is a class of, instead of law enforcement officers or peace officers, is armed revenue agents.
I didn't create it. I don't take responsibility for it.
Well, guys, the one thing I just wanted to leave you with, though, is, you know, all these things that I disagree with, there's so many other people that think that I'm wrong. And, I mean, you know, you'll find so many diverse beliefs out there. But I think the biggest problem is the government is trying to control more of everybody across the board. And the problem with that is you're going to find whole areas and regions that believe totally different than someone else. I'm not talking about race or anything like that. I'm talking about just people.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's beautiful. People believing differently is fine by me.
Yeah. I mean, I live in Arkansas, and here, you know, what we might look at as really important, someone in a big city might not even care about. You know,
yep,
around
that's
here,
true.
We care about agriculture, farming, you know, people like that. I think the biggest problem is not necessarily what is happening in another area or here and there. I think each individual state or province or whatever you want to call it should have the right to do what the people want to do within.
I totally agree with you there, Patrick, and that's why I support secession. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. We need to have 50 different states rather than this one federal government, which ultimately is an entirely failed experiment. It has become the world's largest and most oppressive government compared to any other government out there, even the Chinese, you know, much ballyhooed Chinese who aren't doing much of anything besides maybe oppressing Tibet and a few other small countries.
It's pretty nice oppression. I mean, we have one of the highest standard livings in the world. Are you talking about oppressing other people around the world? Or are you talking about its own citizens?
Both, Mark. There are the U.S. governments in over I don't even know how many dozens of countries they have bases.
If it's the most oppressive government in the world, why don't you leave? I mean, I do understand.
Mark, this is the country with the most people in jail.
That's not an answer to my question.
To any other
I did have a question
world.
For you. If this is the most oppressive government in the world, and by that I mean, I'm trying to clarify, the most oppressive on you, the citizen, because I can understand how you would, you know, I feel that, you know, people around the world being attacked by remote control airplanes and stuff like that, I get that. But if this is the most oppressive government you believe for a citizen, why the hell do you live here?
Well,
I would not stay here if I believe that for a second.
Yeah, well, okay, I see where you're coming from there, Mark. And what I have done is I've left where I was born. I left Florida to move to New Hampshire to team up with other liberty-minded people so we can try to make things better here. And what I meant was, in the whole, in the aggregate, yes, we seem to have more freedom, and there are other places where you're more restricted in what you can do on a day-to-day basis. I'll certainly give you that. But the fact that this government puts more of its own people in a prison cell than any other country around the world, including China, should be an indicator to you that something's seriously wrong here. 855-450-FREE, but I'm not the kind of person who's just going to run away from it. It's Free Talk Live.
How strong is Allegra D?
If my congestion's out of my way, strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.